Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Local man arrested for aggravated assault after hitting his daughter with a pan. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Gillette police officers were called to a home on East Laurel shortly after 7 p.m. on Thursday night to a report of an argument. According to Gillette Police Captain Jason Marcus, when police arrived, they spoke to a 19-year-old woman and her 19-year-old friend who told them that they had been in an argument over a Nintendo Wii game, which became loud. The 19-year-old's 61-year-old father entered the room and told them to stop fighting and being loud. An argument ensued between the father and the daughter when the 61-year-old father grabbed a pan from the kitchen sink and hit his daughter on the head and shoulder multiple times. The incident was witnessed by the 19-year-old female friend as well as the victim's 52-year-old mother. EMS arrived and transported the woman to the hospital where she was treated for head contusions and released. The 61-year-old father was arrested and charged with aggravated assault and battery. He was transported to the Campbell County Detention Center without incident. International Pathfinder Camporee attendees to use the Energy Capital Sports Complex and the Campbell County Recreation Center for 4 days during the event in August. On Tuesday night at the regular city council meeting, the Gillette City Council voted in favor of allowing the Camporee to use the Energy Capital Sports Complex from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. from August 6th through the 9th, 2024. During those hours, the complex will be closed to the public to allow the campers to use the softball fields, multi-purpose fields, the park, and the splash pad. Under the agreement, the city will charge $5 per day for the use for a total of $20. Councilwoman Trish Simonson was the sole no vote on the agreement, citing the inconvenience to the public by not being able to use the complex and the low rental fee. Councilwoman Heidi Gross pointed out the reason the complex would be closed to the public while campers are using it is for security purposes. Extensive background checks are required for anyone working or engaging with the youth during the event, which would be impossible to do if the public were allowed to use the complex at the same time. The Campbell County Parks and Recreation Board also voted on a similar agreement with Camporee. During the same time frame, the Recreation Center will be closed from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. for event attendee use. However, the Recreation Board is renting the facility for $350 per day for a total of $1,400. The Executive Director of Parks and Recreation, Dwayne Dillinger, said the fee is consistent with the rate they would charge to any event using the facility. Both facilities will be open to the public from 5 to 9 a.m. and from 5 p.m. to close on those days. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.